Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It's Friday, August 16th, 2013. I need more awkward pauses. Anyway, this week we're going to talk about movies and toys and games and stuff on all of our podcasts. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. Let's look at this week's box office, because last weekend, number one was Elysium, with $29.8 million and a punched microphone stand. That's what mine came with. Elysium was number one, followed by We Are the Millers at number two, with $26.4 million. Planes, $22.2 million. Percy Jackson's Sea of Monsters, $14.4 million. And Two Guns, with $11.2 million. New this week at the box office, Kick-Ass 2, Jobs, Paranoia, and others in limited release. I loved the original Kick-Ass. Not hearing good things about the new one, but I loved the original. A new John Turturro movie called Fading Gigolo has him as the writer, actor, and director as a male prostitute, not a male model, and Woody Allen is his pimp. Naturally, I am curious. Tina Fey has two TV comedies in the works. One is a women's college show with no home yet. The other was already sold to NBC. It's about a female workplace project, and if I'm reading it right, it has to do with a woman reconnecting with her dad and living on / near Fire Island. So there you go. Laura Prepon is leaving Orange is the New Black, which is the latest show everyone is talking about that you also aren't watching. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie from Michael Bay is due August 18th, 2013, commenced August speculation now and asked what that means for quality. Lisa Robin Kelly, the actress who first played Eric Foreman's sister Lori on That 70s Show, has died. She was 43. On sale, Entertainment Earth. It's time for our blowout sale. We have over 1,000 items on sale right now for some of our lowest prices ever. Choose from statues, action figures, plush, and a bunch of other stuff. The deals are first come, first serve. When they're gone forever. You know the drill. We've had a bunch of items sell out already. And I'm sure a few more have probably sold out since I started recording this because there's a lot of just one left. So we have one item at that price because it's our last one, and that's it. Just saying. Toys! I am told the classic TV Batman toys from Mattel, the Adam West stuff, will be in stock in the next day or two. We've also got the Funko items in stock or just going out of stock depending on how popular they are this morning. So you might want to take a look at that on our website. Just search on Adam West Batman. We got lots of exciting stuff. We also had a new pre-orders for Iron Man 3 Super Alloy 1/12 scale die-cast action figures for Iron Patriot, War Machine, and Iron Man Mark 42. Each figure is about 70% metal, has tons of articulation, light up eyes and chest, I believe. Maybe it was hands. I need to take better notes, obviously. But either way, these are really nice looking. They're painted with metallic paints. And, you know, die-cast metal, if you don't paint it to look awesome, it looks like metal. And they painted it to look awesome. So I'm really excited about these. Don't know how many of them I'm going to get, but I'm really excited about them. And that's it. That's all I got. So see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I will be here. You will be there. And check us out on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else. Fine social marketing media is done and stuff. And check out the sale. Seriously, check out the sale.